The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
This statement from RTE, they're not going to take part, and ergo Ireland will not take part, in the Eurovision Song Contest next year if the participation of Israel goes ahead. So says the statement. It goes on to say, it is RTE's position that Ireland will not take part in the contest if the participation of Israel goes ahead, and the final decision regarding Ireland's participation will be made once the EBU's decision is made. That's the European Broadcasting Union. They ultimately will have to make the call on this. Kevin Backhurst, who's the Director General at RTE, says, we feel that our participation would be unconscionable given the ongoing and appalling loss of lives in Gaza. Steve Wall is with me, the musician. Steve, would you agree with this position?
100%, Kieran, yeah, I agree 100%, and it should have happened long ago, but better late than never. I absolutely agree with it. It's unconscionable. The word is correct. It's unconscionable to take part in this competition, as it is in all sports at the moment. I mean, the hypocrisy of banning Russia from international sports and then allowing Israel in when they're committing a genocide that's been live streamed on our phones. It's absolutely hypocritical. So, yes, I'm 100% behind RTE's decision. And the EBU, I don't know what sort of power they hold over RTE, but they just need to be told this is what we're doing. And I think, I feel anyway, the majority of Irish people would be completely behind this.
Ultimately, I guess, you know, Ireland's participation then rests on the EBU's decision. And, you know, if they invite Israel to participate, as they have done every year up until now, Ireland won't participate. Well, if the statement were to be applied, would you hope that other countries might follow suit?
Yes, and I think they will. I think Spain have already said something to the fact that they won't participate either. And I think there's rumblings from Slovenia, Iceland, and I think more will follow suit. Of course, you'll have the likes of Germany, Hungary, Czech Republic, and the UK, who are fully complicit in what's going on anyway. So, of course, they will participate. But it'll be interesting to see when it does come around the countries that are happy to participate alongside Israel, because it says a lot.
What do you think might be achieved by us not participating? I guess this is often the argument made when it comes to, you know, boycotts or anything, you know, in the sporting or cultural realm, that it might not achieve anything.
Of course it achieves things. It basically shows the world that, you know, that Israel, that a country, like what was achieved against Russia, you know? Like, why were the sanctions enacted against Russia? Was this whole question of what will be achieved? This was it never arose. It was never questioned. Russia was just sanctioned. Banking, trade, all kinds of sanctions. So the talk about what would be achieved against Israel is an absolute fallacy. Of course, you know, it's a sign. It's like, no, we do not accept. They're breaking international law. They're murdering people in their thousands. They're refusing to let international journalists in. They're killing the Palestinian journalists. They've killed hundreds of them. And it's just absolutely despicable what's going on. So there needs to be more sanctions. There needs to be more boycotts, sporting, cultural, you know, the Eurovision, all of them. And this is what's achieved is we have to basically show Israel that the world cannot stand by and let them act with impunity and flouting international law. And America is, of course, you know, hand in hand with it, putting sanctions on the ICJ and the ICC, you know, tying their hands, all the stuff that's going on. I mean, the world has seen it. We all read it. We know what's happening. And it's just despicable. So not in our name.
Yankee Fackler is with us as well, the writer. Yankee, what do you make of this position from RTE?
Well, I've always thought that Eurovision is a joke. Ireland's obsession with Eurovision is a joke. And I always felt that Israel shouldn't take part in a club that doesn't want it. So I'm not surprised at Ireland's decision. But it's so irrelevant. Eurovision is, like I say, irrelevant. And so whether Ireland does participate or not, doesn't matter. Whether Israel participates or not doesn't matter. Eurovision is it has long since stopped being a song contest and is very politicized. And so I think that the whole thing is, quite frankly, making a lot of fuss over nothing.
But it is. I mean, there's lots of people who are not fans of the Eurovision. But I mean, as a cultural event, there's very few things that engages people right across the continent of Europe all at the same time, quite like the Eurovision. And were the EBU, the organisers, to decide we're not going to invite Israel this year because of what's happening in Gaza, surely that would have some impact, would it?
Well, it depends on impact on whom.
It would say, okay, maybe let me, sorry to cut across you, maybe I'll word it a slightly different way. Would it send a message to Israel?
No, I don't think so. Israel is happy to participate and has a very good record of participation. And, of course, what happened last year is that Israel shocked everybody by coming in second after everyone thought that it was going to be a zero nil point, and that didn't happen. But it's not about music, which it should be. It's not about a song contest. It's highly politicized, and even this whole exercise in boycotting, not boycotting, it's all political, and therefore, in my book, the Eurovision has long passed its sell-by date. Yeah, it excites people on the night with the voting, but it's a non-event in my opinion.
What if this were simply be the first domino to fall, and that other organizations and sporting institutions were to follow suit? If UEFA were to suggest that Israel could not participate in European football tournaments, and there's been focus on the basketball, obviously, in recent weeks as well. We've got a World Athletics Championships that's about to get underway in Tokyo. If World Athletics themselves, the new IAAF, they all turned around and said, you know what, we've all had enough. And much like kind of the Eurovision, we're not going to allow Israel to participate.
I beg to say that sporting events are very, very different from Eurovision. Sporting events are real sport with real competition and real results. And so I don't think that you can compare.
Well, I'm not necessarily comparing. Sorry, maybe I confused my language there. The point I was making is, and I guess Steve brought this up, he'd like to see other organisations follow suit, and he mentioned sporting organisations. What would be your view if pressure were to be put on other organisations, sporting ones, like UEFA, like World Athletics, okay, so like European Athletics, to kick out Israel?
Yeah, I hear you. He would like to see. I would think that's wrong. But if it was to happen, it would be a great pity. I think it would be everybody's loss. But, life will go on. Sport is meant to be about friendliness. And already we've seen in the last few weeks several countries, including Ireland, being extremely unsportsmanlike at sporting events. And if that's the sort of behavior that we feel that Ireland should be displaying, similar to countries like Iran and others that display this sort of behavior, yeah, then maybe Israel is better off not being in these sporting events.
Steve, how would you like to see pressure applied on other organizations as well, much like pressure now maybe is about to be applied on the EBU? Would you like to see more players themselves and individuals apply that pressure, like we've seen some of the basketballers?
Yeah, I would. I do agree with that man about the Eurovision. I think it's a farce. I think Ireland hasn't had a decent song in it since Bambi Thug. And you can't compare it to sport. But it's not about comparing the importance of the events. It's about basically what signifies, you know, boycotting, standing up for what's right. I think it should extend to sports. I'm going back again to what happened, you know, to the sanctions on Russia. Why sanction Russia for the invasion of Ukraine and not sanction Israel for what is an actual proven genocide in Gaza and the ongoing settler attacks, vicious settler attacks in the West Bank? Why? It's the hypocrisy. That's what I don't get. It's like it has had effects, you know, on obviously the Russian economy. It also sends out a huge message. There's been no message sent to Israel. There's been zero sanctions from Europe. So the only thing we can do is public support. People are signing petitions. People are getting out marching on the streets saying, enact the Occupied Territories Bill, ban Israel from this, you know, all this. It's just people want to see something happening because Israel is acting with complete impunity.
Yankee, do you think there's a rank hypocrisy in evidence given the treatment of Russia compared to Israel?
Let me put another scenario to you. I wonder how Ireland would respond if another country, Israel or any other country, were to declare that they're not going to be playing any sport against Ireland because of the Magdalene Laundry. You know, sort of what and they're very equivalent. Ireland's record on human rights is appalling, and there'd be plenty of reason for any country to say, well, we're not going to play against that.
Yankee,
they behave.
Yeah, sorry, I know, but you know, you kind of questioned my comparison between the Eurovision and sporting organizations. I mean, you're comparing what's happening in Gaza now to the Magdalene Laundries.
Yes.
And you think that's a fair comparison?
Well, I think so, yeah.
In terms of, well, okay, let me pick that apart. Just in terms of the reality of time, that one is happening as we speak and one happened in the past, do you still think it's a fair comparison?
How does the time element change the nature of what was going on?
Because it doesn't change the nature of what went on, but the point of the boycott, I guess, is to change the nature of what's happening now. And you can't change the nature of something that happened in the past, but you can change something that's happening now. Whether a boycott is the way to do it or not, I guess that's what we're debating. But surely you accept that we can't go back in time.
I don't accept that, but I see where you're coming from. Look, I was invited to talk about Eurovision. And I made my thoughts very clear that Eurovision, in my opinion, it's barely worth the discussion. And all the hot air that is being blown about Eurovision, yes, Israel, no Israel, Ireland, yes, boycotting, no boycotting, it seems to me just, as I say, a lot of hot air. And I wouldn't give it... I wouldn't give it the time of day.
Yankee, thanks for talking to us. Yankee Factor, the writer, and Steve Wall, the musician. Steve, thank you very, very much as well. Patrick O'Donovan joins me now, Fine Gael TD and Minister for Arts, Culture, Communications, Media and Sport. Minister, you're welcome to the show. What was your reaction when you saw this statement, when you read the statement from RTE and the Director General, Kevin Backhurst, that they will not participate in the Eurovision next year if Israel participate?
Good evening, Kieran, and good evening to your listeners. Look, I suppose the most important thing from my point of view here is that I respect RTE's decision. They're a member of the European Broadcasting Union as an independent broadcaster, and they have made the decision that they have communicated at lunchtime. I respect it. I mean, as far as I'm concerned and as far as most people, I think, in Ireland are concerned, we want to see an end to hostilities in the Middle East, and we want to see the hostages released, and we want to have the opportunity to allow aid to flow into people who absolutely have nothing. And at the moment, I think what RTE are doing is a statement of solidarity, and as their statement at lunchtime said, they made this decision themselves and they've communicated it to the European Broadcasting Union, and I would expect that other similar minded broadcasters that are members of the EBU may very well do the same thing.
Were you surprised when you read it?
No, I wasn't, to be honest about it, because, look, as far as I'm concerned, and I think most people would be concerned, we need to see an end to all of the hostilities there, and People are outraged in terms of what has happened over the last number of years, but as well as that, the fact that there are families still waiting for hostages to be released. So, look, it is a big step for RTE to take. Of that, there is no doubt. And it's a step that they've taken independent of anybody, and they communicated it in the appropriate channel. But look, I think that it's reflective as well of their position with regard to journalism and journalistic independence. And in their report or in their statement at lunchtime, you know, they were very anxious to point out the number of journalists who have lost their lives covering this conflict, and the impact that that's having. And, you know, we are very fortunate to have in Ireland many trusted sources of news, including yourself and others. A lot of jurisdictions don't have that. And it's important, I think, that we have journalism that's independent of government, and government not having any role with regard to editorial control and this decision being made by the Director General, the Executive and the Board.
The ball is in the EBU's court now, because they ultimately have to decide whether they're going to invite Israel to participate. Do you think they should not send that invite? What's your own view?
Well, look, again, it's RTE are the members of the European Broadcasting Union, not Ireland.
Would you have a view, though?
Yeah, not Ireland and not the Irish government. I think what RTE have done today will certainly... I think it'll cause a lot of broadcasters that are members of the EBU time to think and maybe to reflect on whether they should be doing something similar to RTE. I would hope, to be quite honest about it, that ever before the Eurovision Song Contest comes around, and for a lot of people this is a big deal, for a lot of people this isn't a big deal, for a lot of people this is, you know, they don't, it doesn't register on their radar at all. But I would hope, and I think everybody would hope, that long before the next contest, that there's a resolution to the hostilities in the Middle East, and that we have a situation where aid is free to flow and people are able to get the humanitarian assistance that they need, and that the hostages are released.
Can I ask, before I let you go, Minister, about this Netflix levy? So for people who don't know, when we talk about a Netflix levy, it's a levy on streamers that would be used to fund a production, private production in this country, film and television. And I know you and I have spoken about it before, and you've been clear that you're not in favour of it. You think people are already paying enough for these services. Commissioner Naman have recommended the introduction of a levy previously. And then we have this private meeting of the Oireachtas Media Committee, wherein it looks like Fianna Fáil members voted with Sinn Féin and Green Party members in favour of a recommendation to bring in a levy. They didn't vote alongside their Fine Gael colleagues. It has been reported by a number of media outlets that a source close to Minister O'Donovan says he was shocked at the government being undermined by Fianna Fáil backbenchers. I'm reading from the Irish Times there. Are you shocked?
Well, look, I'm not shocked, but what I am is disappointed that we have a situation here that a decision was made in March by the government. I have been on your programme, every programme up and down the country with regard to this. I've spoken in the Dáil with regard to it. I think people are paying enough, to be quite honest about it, for television services at the moment and for entertainment. And I don't think that they need a tax imposed on them by the government that's going to be directly passed on to the consumer. And, you know, contrary to what some people think, any levy that is imposed by a government is always going to be passed on directly into the consumer's pocket. And I think it would be naive in the extreme to think that the companies wouldn't pass it on. I've met the companies both in Ireland and in Los Angeles, and I've told them that we're retaining the levy at zero, but that in 2 or 3 years' time, I reserve the right to review it. Mm. But in the short term, I'm not... particularly in the context as well of the trade issues that exist between the European Union and the United States of America, I think it will go down like a lead balloon, to be quite honest about it, if we as an Irish government decided to tax predominantly North American streaming companies, which other European countries haven't decided to do.
Patrick O'Donovan, Minister for Arts, Culture, Communications, Media and Sport, Fine Gael TD for Limerick. Minister, thanks a million for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.